Greetings in the Lord. It is the 30th day of April in the year of our Lord, 2020. You're listening to The Daily Sword, a daily guide to prayer and Bible reading produced by Sovereign King Church in Southern Indiana and on the Fight Laugh Feast Network. I pray this podcast is a blessing to you. Let us begin. Our call to repentance today comes from Exodus chapter 20, verse 15. You shall not steal. The Westminster Larger Catechism tells us that the duties required in the Eighth Commandment are truth, faithfulness, and justice in contracts and commerce between man and man, rendering to everyone his due, restitution of goods unlawfully detained from the right owners thereof, giving and lending freely according to our abilities and the necessity of others, moderation of our own judgments, wills, and affections concerning worldly goods, a provident care and study to get, keep, use, and dispose those things which are necessary and convenient for the sustentation of our nature and suitable to our condition, a lawful calling and diligence in it, frugality, avoiding unnecessary lawsuits and suretyship or other like engagements, and an endeavor by all just and lawful means to procure, preserve, and further the wealth and outward estate of others, as well as our own. Several things that we must mention there that I'd like to highlight are the fact that we're to avoid an over-affection and concern the worldly goods, while at the same time having a provident care and study to get, keep, and use the things that are necessary for our sustenance, necessary for our condition. So we have a duty to work hard, to study, to learn how to acquire these things. And at the same time, we're not to put our hope, our affections, our desires on worldly goods. Another duty that would be helpful to point out is that we are to endeavor by all just and lawful means to procure, preserve, and further the wealth and outward estate of others. We look for and care for others and their ability to provide for themselves. Now, what are the sins forbidden in the Eighth Commandment? The sins forbidden in the Eighth Commandment, besides the neglect of the duties required, are theft, robbery, man-stealing, and receiving anything that is stolen, fraudulent dealing, false weights and measures, removing landmarks, injustice and unfaithfulness in contracts between man and man, or in matters of trust, oppression, extortion, usury, bribery, vexatious lawsuits, unjust enclosures and depopulations, engrossing commodities to enhance the price, unlawful callings, and all other unjust or sinful ways of taking or withholding from our neighbor what belongs to him, or of enriching ourselves, covetousness, inordinate prizing and affecting worldly goods, distrustful in distracting cares and studies in getting, keeping, and using them, envying at the prosperity of others, as likewise idleness, prodigality, wasteful gaming, and all other ways whereby we do unduly prejudice our own outward estate and defraud in ourselves of the due use and comfort of that estate which God hath given us. It's a sin to defraud ourselves of the due use and comfort of the things that God has given us of our estate. And we may do that with our laziness, gambling, and wastefulness. And so there's many things mentioned here that we need to repent of today where we have failed. And so, dear brothers, the scriptures call us to acknowledge our sins and confess them before the Almighty God, rather than attempting to hide them. He knows our hearts. He knows our work ethic. He knows our intentions. He knows when we rob Him, when we rob others. Therefore, As we come before His throne today to receive instruction and lift up our petitions, let us first bow our knees and plead for the mercy of God. O Lord, bend my hands and cut them off, for I have often struck Thee with a wayward will, when these fingers should embrace Thee by faith. I am not yet weaned from all created glory, honor, wisdom, and esteem of others, for I have a secret motive to eye my name in all I do. Let me not only speak the word sin, but see the thing itself. Give me to view a discovered sinfulness, to know that though my sins are crucified, they are never wholly mortified. Hatred, malice, ill will, vainglory that hungers for and hunts after man's approval and applause, all are crucified, forgiven, but they rise again in my sinful heart. Oh, my crucified but never wholly mortified sinfulness. Oh, my life, long damage and daily shame. Oh, my indwelling and besetting sins. Oh, the tormenting slavery of a sinful heart. Destroy, O God, the dark guest within, whose hidden presence makes my life a hell. Yet Thou hast not left me here without grace. The cross still stands and meets my needs in the deepest straits of the soul. I thank Thee that my remembrance of it is like David's sight of Goliath's sword, which preached forth Thy deliverance. The memory of my great sins, my many temptations, my falls, bring afresh into my mind the remembrance of Thy great help, of Thy support from heaven, of the great grace that saves such a wretch as I am. There is no treasure so wonderful as that continuous experience of Thy grace toward me, which alone can subdue the risings of sin within. Give me more of it. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me. Brothers, the Lord God Almighty, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, does not desire the death of a sinner, but rather that he may turn from his wickedness and live. He pardons and absolves all those who truly repent and unfeignedly believe his gospel. Therefore, beseech him to grant us true repentance and his Holy Spirit, that those things may please him which we do at this present, and the rest of our life hereafter may be pure and holy, so at the last we may come to his eternal joy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Brothers, if you have in your heart the testimony of having trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ alone and trusted in God's mercy, and you are resolved to pursue holiness and to live in peace and love with all men, then be assured that your sins are forgiven through the perfect merit of Jesus Christ our Lord. O Lord, open Thou our lips, and our mouth shall show forth Thy praise. Open our hearts and minds by the power of Your Holy Spirit, that as the Scriptures are read today, we may hear with joy what You say to us. Listen now to a psalm reading from Psalm 69, verses 1 through 18. This is the word of the Lord. It is eternally true and applicable for all of life. For the choir director, according to Shoshanim, a psalm of David. Save me, O God, for the waters have threatened my life. I have sunk in deep mire, and there is no foothold. I have come into deep waters, and a flood overflows me. I am weary with my crying. My throat is parched. My eyes fail while I wait for my God. Those who hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of my head. Those who would destroy me are powerful, being wrongfully my enemies. What I did not steal, I then have to restore. O God, it is You who knows my folly, and my wrongs are not hidden from You. May those who wait for You not be ashamed through me, O Lord God of hosts. May those who seek You not be dishonored through me, O God of Israel. Because for Your sake I have borne reproach. Dishonor has covered my face. I have become estranged from my brothers and alien to my mother's sons. For zeal for Your house has consumed me, and the reproaches of those who reproach You have fallen on me. When I wept in my soul with fasting, it became my reproach. When I made sackcloth my clothing, I became a byword to them. Those who sit in the gate talk about me. and I am the song of the drunkards. But as for me, my prayer is to you, O Lord, at an acceptable time. O God, in the greatness of your loving kindness, answer me with your saving truth. Deliver me from the mire, and do not let me sink. May I be delivered from my foes and from the deep waters. May the flood of water not overflow me, nor the deep swallow me up, nor the pit shut its mouth on me. Answer me, O Lord, for your loving kindness is good, according to the greatness of your compassion. Turn to me, and do not hide your face from your servant, for I am in distress. Answer me quickly, O draw near to my soul and redeem it. Ransom me because of my enemies. This is the word of the Lord, and we give praise to God. Glory be to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen and hallelujah. Brothers, the psalm writer wrote, "The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of gold and silver pieces." Therefore, listen to the Old Testament reading from Deuteronomy chapter 7 and chapter 8. This is the word of the Lord that is eternally true and applicable for all of life. When the Lord your God brings you into the land where you are entering to possess it and clears away many nations before you, the Hittites and the Girgashites and the Amorites and the Canaanites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, seven nations greater and stronger than you. And when the Lord your God delivers them before you and you defeat them, then you shall utterly destroy them. You shall make no covenant with them and show no favor to them. Furthermore, you shall not intermarry with them. You shall not give your daughters to their sons, nor shall you take their daughters for your sons. For they will turn your sons away from following me to serve other gods. Then the anger of the Lord will be kindled against you, and he will quickly destroy you. But thus you shall do to them. You shall tear down their altars and smash their sacred pillars and hew down their ashram and burn their graven images with fire. For you are a holy people to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for his own possession out of all the peoples who are on the face of the earth. The Lord did not set his love on you nor choose you because you were more in number than any of the peoples. For you were the fewest of all peoples. But because the Lord loved you and kept the oath which he swore to your forefathers, the Lord brought you out by a mighty hand and redeemed you from the house of slavery, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know therefore that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God, who keeps his covenant and his loving kindness to 1,000 generations with those who love him and keep his commandments, but repays those who hate him to their faces to destroy them. He will not delay with him who hates him. He will repay him to his face. Therefore, you shall keep the commandment and the statutes and judgments which I am commanding you today to do them. Then it shall come about, because you listen to these judgments and keep them and do them, that the Lord your God will keep with you his covenant and his loving and kindness which he swore to your forefathers. He will love you and bless you and multiply you. He will also bless the fruit of your womb and the fruit of your ground, your grain, and your new wine and your oil, the increase of your herd and the young of your flock in the land which he swore to your forefathers to give you. You shall be blessed above all peoples. There will be no male or female barren among you or among your cattle. The Lord will remove from you all sickness, and he will not put on you any of the harmful diseases of Egypt which you have known, but he will lay them on all who hate you. You shall consume all the peoples whom the Lord your God will deliver to you. Your eye shall not pity them, nor shall you serve their gods, for that would be a snare to you. If you should say in your heart, "These nations are greater than I, how can I dispossess them?" You shall not be afraid of them. You shall well remember that the Lord your God did to Pharaoh and to all Egypt. The great trials which your eye saw, and the signs and wonders, and the mighty hand, and the outstretched arm by which the Lord your God brought you out. So shall the Lord your God do to all the peoples of whom you are afraid. Moreover, the Lord your God will send the hornet against them, until those who are left and hide themselves from you perish. You shall not dread them, for the Lord your God is in your midst, a great and awesome God. The Lord your God will clear away these nations before you little by little. you will not be able to put an end to them quickly, for the wild beasts would grow too numerous for you. But the Lord your God will deliver them before you and will throw them into great confusion until they are destroyed. He will deliver their kings into your hand, so that you will make their name perish from under heaven. No man will be able to stand before you until you have destroyed them. The graven images of their gods you are to burn with fire. You shall not covet their silver or the gold that is on them, nor take it for yourselves, or you will be snared by it. For it is an abomination to the Lord your God. You shall not bring an abomination into your house, and like it come under the ban. You shall utterly detest it, and you shall utterly abhor it, for it is something banned. All the commandments that I am commanding you today, you shall be careful to do, that you may live and multiply, and go in and possess all the land which the Lord swore to give to your forefathers. You shall remember all the way which the Lord your God has led you in the wilderness these 40 years, that he might humble you, testing you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. He humbled you, and let you be hungry, and fed you with manna which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you understand that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by everything that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. Your clothing did not wear out on you, nor did your foot swell these 40 years. Thus you are to know in your heart that the Lord your God was disciplining you as a man disciplines his son. Therefore you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God to walk in his ways and to fear him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs, flowing forth in valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey, a land where you will eat food without scarcity, in which you will not lack anything, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills you can dig copper. When you have eaten and are satisfied, you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which he has given you. Beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments and his ordinances and his statutes, which I am commanding you today. Otherwise, when you have eaten and are satisfied and have built good houses and lived in them, and when your herds and your flocks multiply, and your silver and gold multiply, and all that you have multiplies, then your heart will become proud, and you will forget the Lord your God who brought you out from the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. He led you through the great and terrible wilderness, with its fiery serpents and scorpions and thirsty ground where there was no water. He brought water for you out of the rock of flint. In the wilderness, he fed you manna, which your fathers did not know, that he might humble you and that he might test you to do good for you in the end. Otherwise, you may say in your heart, my power and the strength of my hand made me this wealth. But you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who has given you power to make wealth, that he may confirm his covenant which he swore to your fathers, as it is this day. It shall come about, if you ever forget the Lord your God, and go after other gods and serve them and worship them, I testify against you today that you will surely perish. Like the nations that the Lord makes to perish before you, so you shall perish, because you would not listen to the voice of the Lord your God. This is the word of the Lord, and we give praise to God. O God, make speed to save us. Dear brothers, the Apostle Paul gave thanks for those who received the word of God, saying, we also thank God constantly for this, that when you received the word of God which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the word of men, but as what it really is, the word of God, which is at work in you believers. Therefore, listen to a New Testament reading from Luke chapter 8, verse 4 through verse 21. This is the word of God. It is eternally true and applicable for all of life. When a large crowd was coming together, and those from the various cities were journeying to him, he spoke by way of a parable. The sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell beside the road, and it was trampled underfoot, and the birds of the air ate it up. Other seed fell on rocky soil, and soon as it grew up, it withered away because it had no moisture. Other seed fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up with it and choked it out. Other seed fell into the good soil and grew up, and produced a crop 100 times as great. and he said these things, he would call out, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." His disciples began questioning him as to what his parable meant, and he said, "To you it has been granted to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to the rest it is in parables, so that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand." Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God. Those beside the road are those who have heard. Then the devil comes and takes away the word from their heart, so that they will not believe and be saved. Those on the rocky soil are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no firm root. They believe for a while, and in time of temptation fall away. The seed which fell among the thorns, these are the ones who have heard, and as they go on their way, they are choked with worries and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to maturity. But the seed in the good soil, these are the ones who have heard the word in an honest and good heart, and hold it fast and bear fruit with perseverance. Now no one, after lighting a lamp, covers it over with a container or puts it under a bed, but he puts it on a lampstand, so that those who come in may see the light. For nothing is hidden that will not come evident, nor anything secret that will not be known and come to light. So take care how you listen. For whoever has, to him more shall be given, and whoever does not have, even what he thinks he has, shall be taken away from him. And his mother and brothers came to him, and they were unable to get to him because of the crowd. And it was reported to him, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside wishing to see you." But he answered and said to them, "My mother and my brothers are these who hear the word of God and do it." This is the word of the Lord, and we give thanks to God as we profess that we believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth and of all things visible and invisible, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who, for us men and for our salvation, came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven and sits on the right hand of the Father, and he shall come again with glory to judge the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray as our Lord has taught us to pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. The wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. Therefore, listen to this reading from the book of Proverbs, chapter 13, verse 11 through 20. This is the word of God. It is eternally true and applicable for all of life. Wealth obtained by fraud dwindles, but the one who gathers by labor increases it. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but desire fulfilled is a tree of life. The one who despises the word will be in debt to it, but the one who fears the commandment will be rewarded. The teaching of the wise is a fountain of life to turn aside from the snares of death. Good understanding produces favor, but the way of the treacherous is hard. Every prudent man acts with knowledge, but a fool displays folly. A wicked messenger falls into adversity, but a faithful envoy brings healing. Poverty and shame will come to him who neglects discipline, but he who regards reproof will be honored. Desire realized is sweet to the soul, but it is an abomination to fools to turn away from evil. He who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm. This is the word of the Lord, and we give thanks to God. Let us pray. O God, the Father, creator of heaven and earth, have mercy on us. O God, the Son, redeemer of the world, have mercy upon us. O God, the Holy Spirit, sanctifier of the faithful, have mercy upon us. O Holy, blessed, and glorious Trinity, one God, have mercy upon us. Remember not, Lord Jesus, our offenses, nor the offenses of our forebears. Neither reward us according to our sins. Spare us, good Lord. Spare your people whom you have redeemed with your most precious blood, and by your mercy preserve us forever. Spare us from all evil and wickedness, from sin, from the works and assaults of the devil, from your wrath and everlasting condemnation. Deliver us from all blindness of heart, from pride, vanity, and hypocrisy, from envy, hatred, and malice, and from all lack of charity, from all disordered and sinful affections, and from all the deceits of the world, the flesh, and the devil. Good Lord, deliver us from all false doctrine, heresy, and schism, from hardness of heart and contempt of your word and commandments. Good Lord, deliver us from lightning and tempest, from earthquake, fire, and flood, from plague, pestilence, and famine. Good Lord, deliver us from all oppression, conspiracy, and rebellion, from violence, battle, and murder, and from dying suddenly and unprepared. Deliver us by the mystery of your holy incarnation, by your holy nativity and submission to the law, by your baptism, fasting, and temptation, by your agony and bloody sweat, by your cross and passion, by your precious death and burial, by your glorious resurrection and ascension, by your sending of the Holy Spirit, by your heavenly intercession, and by your coming again in power and great glory. Good Lord, deliver us in all times of tribulation, in all times of prosperity, in the hour of death, and in the day of judgment. We sinners beseech you to hear us, O Lord God, that it may please you to rule and govern your holy church, universal in the right way, to illumine all pastors, elders, and deacons with true knowledge and understanding of your word, and that both by their preaching and living they may show it accordingly. We beseech you to send forth laborers into your harvest, to prosper their work by your Holy Spirit, to make your saving health known unto all nations, and to hasten the coming of your kingdom, to give all your people increase of grace, to hear your word with humility, to receive it with pure affection, and to bring forth the fruit of the Spirit. We beseech you to hear us, good Lord. We beseech you to bring into the way of truth all who have erred and are deceived, to give us a heart to love and hear you, and diligently keep your commandments. We beseech you to bless and keep all your people, that it may please you to rule the hearts of your servant Donald Trump, the President, Congress, the Supreme Court, and all governors, and all others in authority, that they may do justice and show mercy and walk humbly before you. We beseech you to bless and guide all judges, giving them grace to execute justice and to maintain truth and uphold your law. We beseech you to bless and keep our armed forces by sea, land, and air, and to shield them in all dangers and adversities, to bless and protect all who serve their communities by their labor and learning. We beseech you to give and preserve for us and for others the bountiful fruits of the earth, so that the harvest we may all enjoy them. We beseech you to make wars to cease in all the world, and to give all nations unity, peace, and concord. We beseech you that it may please thee to show thy pity upon all prisoners and captives, the homeless and the hungry, and all who are desolate and oppressed, to preserve all who are in danger by reason of their work or travel, to strengthen the bonds of those in marriage, to uphold the widowed and abandoned, and to comfort all those homes who are torn by strife. We beseech you to hear us, good Lord. Protect the unborn and their parents. Preserve all women in childbirth, and put an end to the slaughter of the preborn. We beseech you to care for those who have lost children or face infertility, and to provide for young children and orphans. We beseech you to visit the lonely and those who grieve, to strengthen all who suffer in mind, body, or spirit, and to comfort with your presence those who are failing and infirm. We beseech you to support and help and deliver all who are in danger, necessity, and tribulation. We beseech you to have mercy upon all people, that it may please you to give us true repentance, to forgive us all our sin, negligence, and ignorance, and to undo us with the grace of your Holy Spirit, and to amend our lives according to your holy word. We beseech you to forgive our enemies, persecutors, and slanderers, and to turn their hearts. And Lord, if you will not turn their hearts, stop them from harming your people any way you deem necessary. Lord, we beseech you to strengthen those who stand, to encourage the faint-hearted, to raise up those who fall, and finally to beat down Satan under our feet. That may please thee to grant to all the faithful departed eternal life and peace. Lord, we beseech thee to grant that in fellowship of all the saints we may attain to your heavenly kingdom. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, we beseech you to hear us. O Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. O Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, grant us your peace. O Christ, hear us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Amen. Dear brothers, lift up your hearts to the Lord. You've been listening to The Daily Sword, produced by Sovereign King Church. Please visit www.sovereignkingchurch.com for more.